I think you said that that your father farmed for somebody named a Mr.
Yes, right. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a lot of different kinds of cattle and
Mr.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he used to have quite a few cattle.
Yes. But he didn't have sheep.
I don't believe he had any sheep. Uh-huh. Mr. Lee did.
Well, back then, what was the big money crop? Was it tobacco way back then?
Cotton.
Cotton. Then.
Cotton.
Didn't raise much tobacco then?
No, ma'am.
That's
back, right. I think, this came in this about 1919, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you haven't ever worked with sheep, you may not be familiar with these, but do you happen to know the word for a male sheep and a female sheep?
Ram.
Okay.
And a yoke.
Okay. And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
And what about the male and female hog?
We call the male a boar.
And the female?
A sow.
Okay. Are there any different words that you use for a boar, maybe when you want to be a little more polite?
Male.
Just say the male?
Male.
Okay. And if a male has been altered so that he won't be the father of any pigs, what do you call him?
Baa.
And all of them together, male and female, young and old, are called?
Hogs.
Okay, any other words that you use to describe them when they're different ages or anything? You got a bunch of young ones?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Gilts.
Okay. Now, are gilts, are they all male or all
female?
They're
female.
Yes, okay. Any other words for young ones that maybe they're males?
Males.
Or a little older? Or any other words?
No, I don't believe it is.
Okay. But when they're grown, you just say, what about the word shote?
Oh, yeah, you could use a shote.
What's a shote?
He's a small.
But what's the difference between a shote and a gilt? Gilts or
female? Well, they all, their shoot is just a small hog.
Okay.
Just a
male
small,
and female.
That's right.
Okay, but gilts are all.
Yeah, gilts is all gilts. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Female gilts.
Okay. And what are those stiff hairs on a hog's back called?
Called bristles, I mean.
Okay, what are those big teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
And what is the thing that you used to put the food in for a hog?
Trough.
And if you had three or four of them, you'd say, I had three or four?
Trolls.
Okay, and I think I asked you this on that other questionnaire, but do you remember any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Yeah, we call them razorbacks.
Okay. And if you had a pig that you didn't want to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do?
We would haul him.
Okay, another word for that you remember? Alter?
Yes, ma'am. Alter.
Okay. What about the same word for a horse or a calf or something like that? That's the word you use for all animals?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
What is the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Blatant.
And the noise of a cow made it?
Lowing.
How's that?
Lowing.
And if you've got horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they're all getting hungry, you might say, well, I've got to go out and
feed.
And what about if it refers to fowls, all the different kinds of chickens and turkeys and everything? You say, I'm going out to feed.
Feed up all the chickens, turkeys, guineas and all, fowls.
You ever raise guineas?
No. Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Few, yeah.
Are they fun?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you raise them to eat or just for?
Well, we eat them mostly for eggs too. Then they have the finest eggs.
Is there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, are the eggs smaller or bigger?
About larger than a hen egg.
Is a hen egg?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh.
Nice. Yeah.